I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You serious?
Hello, there's plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you were killing some with moi, Marcus Bronzy, looking back at the best bits of 2016. Now, we discussed a gentleman called Mohammed in episode 34 who had a robotic appendage. And it turned out that this theme came up a number of times across the year, including episode 39. You're going to remember a specific guy when I start talking about this. Okay. Mr. Thomas Manning from Massachusetts is the first ever man to get something that Muhammad Ambad will be very jealous of. Mm-hmm. Because Muhammad Ambad had the bionic penis.
Yes.
Thomas Manning from Massachusetts has got the first ever penis transplant in America.
Wow.
He's got a new dick. He's had a wood replacement.
This brings a whole new meaning to when those ladies dump their man. It goes, I'm getting me some new dick.
We can say that now. We can say that now.
You ain't going to get dick newer than this, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to get some new dick? Well, so am I. I'm going to get some new dick. Shit. Yeah. So Mr. Manning spent $50,000 in
$50,000.
Yeah, well it cost $50,000 to $75,000. Okay. That's dollars.
Yeah.
Milo, can you do the conversion to English please while we keep talking about that, please?
Roughly $45,000.
He did that with no calculator, Billy. Did you hear that? No calculator. Straight away, $45,000.
Yeah, Milo got an A in maths,
woo,
man.
Woo! Woo. Yeah, so 75 bags, and it's for those who've lost their penis from war, accident, or illness.
Wow.
That's the only reasons you'll lose. Oh, you can't ask for a bigger one if yours is too small. Nah.
What?
I know, guys.
There's limitations?
There's limitations. Apparently, you can't ask for a new willy if yours is too small, but I just know guys are going to be shutting their dicks in the door. Guys are going to be putting their dick in a toaster if they're not happy with the size of their wood.
Yeah, man, I can see some elaborate soldiers joining the army with small penises just to lose it so they can get this operation.
Exactly, yeah. First day on the job, six new soldiers shot their groins. Could you imagine? Just to get a new wood. But wow. So the deceased donor has to match your blood type and skin tone. So you can't have a black willy and a white midriff or the Michael Jackson, which is the white. Didn't Michael have the white willy? Apparently?
Yeah.
So you can't have like the dark body and the white willy. If murder.
Do you get like a little Dulux color chart?
I reckon they hold a color chart up to your old willy and they go, we'll just switch that out. Yeah, and you have to have the right skin tone, and there was no guarantee the surgery would work. So, boy, took 15 hours to perform the surgery, and it involves 30 people.
What?
Working on one penis.
That sounds like an orgy. You got 30 people touching your tings, man. That's an orgy, isn't it?
I feel that qualifies for it. And what better way to bring your new penis into the world than with love from that many people? 30 people, and a doctor performing the surgery was Dr. Curtis. I can't say his name, but it's large up Dr. Curtis.
Touch it, ring it, babe. Watch it.
Oh, man. Oh, gosh. There's small print, though, Funk.
Go on.
Surgery is only 10% guaranteed to work, but it can boost your ability to more than 75% of what a normal penis could do.
What the hell does that mean? 10% guaranteed to work?
That means 9 out of 10 dicks they fall off.
It's just there?
It's limp skin. It's just all for show, no play. But if it works,
it's just
it can
to fill
do
out the boxes.
More than 75% of what a normal penis can do. Now, I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's because they hook it up with like, what, How do they hook that up? They hook it up extra good? Give it an extra bit of blood supply? I don't know. What's 75% more? Because if I know that if I was a person looking for an extra penis, 75% more means more size, more length, and lasts longer. So pick one of those.
So this new dick.
Yeah.
New dick.
Yeah.
Is basically 175%. Because it's going to be our 100 plus 75% more.
Jeez.
This is like something out of X-Men.
Yeah, man. You know what? People always talk about stuff like this happening, mm-hmm. but I think it's not as attractive because really, like, your whole dick getting, like, I don't know if I could do it, man.
You know the ladies out there say, shut up, man. Shut up. The ladies say, we want that new dick.
Yeah.
We want 175% in the bedroom.
Go get that new dick. Or it's like, so what was it like with your last boyfriend? Well, he was a little bit different downstairs. What do you mean? Well, you know, he had one of those new dicks. I mean, it's cool. Like, everyone, you know, it's not everyone has to get it. Not everyone's got 75, you know, grand hanging around or £45,000 like, to get new dicks. But, and as a man, you're thinking, now, what was that extra 75% like, though? Yeah. What was that extra 75% like?
That's what the ladies are seeing. They're just seeing the statistics here. I think a lot of ladies are thinking, well, my man only gives me 50%.
Yeah.
So they want that extra 175.
Which would only mean if they got 75 on 50, it'd be 125%.
Yeah.
There you go. Statistic. I see what you did there. Yes, fun. If you had to swap your dick with anyone, who would it be?
Mr. Marcus.
If you don't know who Mr. Marcus is,
I'm just going to put my hat on to celebrate. It's not the same kind of hat that he wears,
yeah,
but I'm going to put a hat on anyway.
He's a legend. We even spoke about him on one of the early How to Get an Eye episodes. Is he a legendary porn star, isn't he?
Legendary.
Still wears his shoes and socks.
Yeah, he's going to get... He's not a UK citizen, but I'm going to campaign for him to get an OBE.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Enough for public service,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
He's serviced.
Yeah.
The world.
Yes.
Mr. Marcus, that's a good dick to swap with, man. Who do I swap with? Who gets all the... Ooh. It's got to be Chris Brown, man.
Chris Brown?
Yeah. Is that not good enough? Chris Brown just looks like he gets them ratchet. He looks like he gets that rat kind of ratchet. You know? Not too nice. Not too nice. Down for it. You know? Bring your friends. He just seems like he gets that kind of... His dick gets that kind of woman. Unless the Rihanna thing was the rumor about him getting something off Rihanna. I don't want that dick. Because I don't want to inherit the disease. That's why I would have said Charlie Sheen before the whole AIDS thing, bro.
Oh.
But obviously, you know, hey, I ain't really looking to inherit that.
You don't want
to
sort of Hitler? You only had one ball.
Nah, not with Hitler. Not with Hitler, not El Chapo.
El Chapo?
El Chapo apparently ain't, his waterworks ain't working too well, and it ain't.
Or not with, what's the guy we get from Game of Thrones? You watch Game of Thrones, Milo?
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, there's some guy in Game of Thrones, he's always losing his penis, but getting cut off.
He loses his dick all the time. And how does it come back?
It just gets cut off.
What? Do they cut more and more off it every week?
Or? No, there's some character. All he does, anytime someone comes in his dungeon, he cuts off their things. This guy called Ramsay Bolton.
And he just, that's his problem. So when he fills in a job description.
Yeah.
Like what he does, like what do you do? And it's like, you know, office work, administration, entertainment, and he just writes cutting off dicks.
He's obsessed, man. He is a serial dick chopper.
Wow. Maybe it's because of him there's so many new dicks around. He's like the other side of his cave is a new dick transplant center. So yeah. Is my choice weak then, Chris Brown, for the new dick? You went in strong.
That's weak, man.
You went in strong.
He ain't got no certified heavy bodies. On that appendage.
I got to do better, innit?
Not compared to Mr. Marcus, man.
Mr. Marcus is chopping down trees, yeah? Okay. I don't know why. No, I'm going to go for that. I like the ratchetness. I like a bit of ratchet in my life. I'll take the ratchet behavior.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And if it wasn't enough finding out about other people's bits and bobs, we got the 411 on Mohammed. We like to call him Mohammed Ambad on the show, but his name is Mohammed Ambad. But we got the 411 on Mo. Here's the update that we got in episode 41. Remember Mohammed Ambad?
Oh my God, him again.
From a few weeks ago, the episode called Mohammed Ambad.
This guy, looking like a bad smell.
Yeah, man. If you want the episode link, we'll put it in the description or at the end of episode 8 as well.
What's he been up to?
He's the guy who lost his dick in a horrific accident when he was younger. Yeah. The full story. Well, the full story's in the episode for Mohammed Ambad. Check the episode. Yeah. Basically, he lost his dick and he got a new one. A bionic dick. But Funk, you know that bionic dick that he got?
Yeah.
That there was all that hype about?
Yeah.
There's a problem with the dick.
What's wrong with it?
It's too big.
What? That's a problem?
His bionic dick is too big.
Problem for who? The women?
Bruv, he's had to have a reduction surgery.
Really?
He's had to have bionic dick reduction surgery. Now, I don't know how they do this. I'm presuming exhibit comes out of nowhere and goes, "Hey, dog, what's going on?" He goes, that's what must happen. "Hey, dog, what's going on?" He goes, "Hey, I'm Mohammed Ambad." "Hey, man." He like drops his chest. He goes, "Oh, damn." Like, there's rap music probably playing in the background. Go, "God damn, that's way too big. What you need to do is come down to West Coast Customs and we'll sort your shit out." Go down to West Coast Customs and I think they get out all the grinders and stuff.
Just shave it
and
off.
And then, yeah, we progress from there. But no, he's had to have reduction surgery. Which makes it's his 121st operation on his penile area to make his meat torpedo smaller.
Poor right. Mohammed, I'm sad.
We spoke about Mohammed. Mohammed.
That's the podcast title right there.
Mohammed, I'm sad. That's him now. And what about his entourage now?
Oh, gosh.
What's his entourage going to be like? Fully, if you listen to the other episode, you're going to understand. They're going to be fully clothed.
Yeah.
Straight-faced. Fully abled walking people.
Yeah. No more chairs.
Oh, man. So, imagine that, though. Having a bionic dick. You've never had a dick all your life. You get a bionic dick.
Yeah.
Finally works. It like switches on with a special switch. And in his scrotum, I think it was, if I can remember right. And it's too big. Bruv.
He's paying for this.
He just can't catch a break.
He's paying for this corrective surgery. It's got to be those women that are complaining. They should have to chip in, do a crowdfund. All the women that are complaining.
Yeah. A crowdfunded penis reduction. Mohammed, I'm sad. Let's make him happy again. But yeah, he told The Sun, which is obviously a very reputable paper here in the UK. Top notch. Sex was painful because his 8-inch piece was too... Oh, it was the girth. It wasn't the length, it was the girth. But it says his 8-inch piece was too girthy. Is it 8 inches wide? Because I'm saying, if it's 8 inches wide, that's some girth, motherfucker.
Damn, boy.
Damn, Daniel. Yeah,
the women walking like crabs.
Yeah. Mohammed, I crab. That's what he does. He crabs the... Anyway. So, yeah, man. He's had to have it sorted out. I mean, I don't know why they... How can you get it wrong?
This is... I mean, what was the time scale between the last operation and this one? Because 121 operations in the space of what? Poor guy.
I don't know, man.
He's seen the operating bed more than the bed of his own apartment.
He's had the worst groin history I've ever known a guy to have. He's had nothing, yeah? Followed up with too much.
And now they got a frigging grind, angle grind off pieces of his wood.
I think the doctors have touched his piece more than the women have.
Yeah, exactly. So they have more, he's had more doctors touching him than real people. But yes, but what they have found out is in the surgery, though, there's a bit of sunshine behind this graveyard funk.
Yep.
Is they've also retrieved some of his sperm from his remaining testicle. Oh. I thought he had nothing there.
Mohammed, I'm glad.
I'm glad.
Mohammed, I'm dad.
Bro, so his dream of having children could become a real possibility. Let's finish this.
We love a happy ending.
He said, "This is the last push. I'm ready to go. Once the stitches are out, I'll take the first opportunity to try it out." Oh, so he can rhyme now as well. Because I was on a male ward with three other guys and they were asking me loads of questions. I'm quite happy to show them my bionic penis. And they were like, wow, if you're listening to this, please, let's find Mohammed. I'm glad. I'm dad.
Yeah, you want to talk to him.
I was sad. I'm just like, let's find him on Twitter, man, and let's hook him up. We need to bring him on the show.
Yeah.
We need to know firsthand what this whole penis experience has been like. He's had the world's first bionic penis, but he's also had the world's first bionic penis reduction. Bruv. Mohammed. Is there any more left?
I think we've run out of puns.
Mohammed, I'm done with that.
Yeah, we definitely melt the glad, bad, sad thing. Ever wondered why kids cry around you all the time or why kids really like you? We delved into this in episode 43 of How to Kill an Hour. According to research, in a study published by Frontiers in Psychology, they've linked children trusting adults to how attractive they perceive them to be.
Really?
So babies, in short, don't trust a certain type of person depending on how they look. Okay. So the study performed by researchers in China had two groups of participants, children and adults. The groups were then presented with 200 neutral male faces looking directly at the camera, and they asked them to rate them on attractiveness and trustworthiness. What the researchers found was the hottest faces, the adults who said the faces were the hottest, were the ones that the children trusted more. So this means that when kids cry around you, it's because you're goddamn ugly. You're goddamn ugly. So I've been having fun all week looking at babies crying, thinking, is it because they're hungry?
Yeah.
Or is it because, you know, the face they're looking at, they're like, goddamn, get that face out of mine. Do babies cry around you, Funk?
No, not at all, man.
You said that with your back up straight. No.
Not at all. So basically, you can beat this baby lie detector test just by being pretty.
Basically, if kids don't like you, you gotta go get some work done, boy. And it's got me also thinking, what if certain babies don't like other babies?
Yeah.
Is it because they perceive other babies to be ugly?
That reminds me of that baby in The Simpsons. You know the baby with the unibrow?
That with the big tooth. and the weird one colour hair. See, that's the baby that would cause a lot of crying from other babies around it.
I had three experiences with
babies.
Yeah.
Bruv, you got about 30 seconds to clear that hole that you dug yourself into out again.
First instance, a father put their child on the desk and I'm serving him. And the baby goes, lady.
To you?
Yeah. I just laughed. I was like, no, that's not
is
a lady.
Is that before the beard?
Yeah, that was before the beard.
Yeah, that's why.
He goes, lady. Second instance, I'm sitting down having lunch in the cafe. I hear some baby laughing. I look over. This baby points at me and just starts laughing hysterically. I'm like, what? What is so funny?
And what's number three?
Number three. So again, I was serving. I looked at this baby and he just burst out crying.
Oh, so Billy's had a laughy baby, a happy baby, a sad baby and a confused baby.
Yeah.
So that means you've got a face that is confusing, also female. Amusing, and possibly female as well, Billy.
Yeah.
But the last
baby that cried is crying because it didn't trust Billy.
Didn't trust Billy. Yeah.
Maybe
I
was overcharging his parents.
Yeah, probably. Skanker! But seriously though, Frank, though, do you think that this is linked to this whole sort of theory that adults don't trust people that are not as good looking as opposed, or they trust people that are good looking more than others. Have you heard of this theory before?
No, I've never heard. Is this, explain this one to me.
So basically, there's another theory going around that, yeah, that adults, this is what this is alluding to, that obviously the innocence of children has proven this, that we trust,
yeah,
people that are better looking more than others. Or if you're better looking, you're more likely to get a job. If you're better looking, you're more, okay, likely to get, yeah, like, if you are somebody for like money for the phone box or whatever, yeah, if you still use a phone box, that is, a money for phone box, yeah, then you're more likely to succeed in life. Yeah. Do you feel like you trust somebody more if they were good looking compared to if they were ugly?
Maybe
so, because we want to get laid.
Yeah, probably subconsciously. Right,
this is where we move the microphone away from Billy again, because he's just bringing down the show, Bill. Disgusting.
Look at Billy.
Yeah.
Not messing about. Yeah. I think it's maybe because, like, in the subconscious, I guess so. But I'm trying to draw a distinction. Are we saying trust, or are we saying lying? Because are we saying that ugly people are liars?
Because
if we don't trust liars, do we? So technically, ugly people are liars as well.
Ah. So you're like reverse engineering the theory.
Mm.
I don't know, man. I don't know. This has got a bit too deep for me for a killer bit, bruv. I've just been noticing. I don't know. I've just found it interesting. I mean, put it like this. If somebody came up to you and asked you for a ride home and they were really fucking but ugly, yeah? A girl came up to you. She walked up to you. She was like, hey, I need a ride home. Compared to if somebody came up to you and they had some, you know, titties like pow. Ass like pow,
yeah.
Face like pow,
yeah.
Who's more likely to get the lift? Are you genuinely gonna be like, nah, to both of them, or yeah, listen, to both of them?
Listen, I'm Peter Parker up in this bitch. Yeah, my spider sense will be tingling. Yeah, I can spot them ones. What's that Bell Biv DeVoe tune? Never trust a big butt and a smile.
Yeah,
I'm onto those ones. I've been onto those for years, man. Yeah. So there was some what's that? There was some piss poor. Let me put this for the record. Yeah. The worst film I have ever seen, ever, is a film with Keanu Reeves, yeah, where he's trapped in his house, yeah, and his partner goes away. He's in Spain. I think it's some independent film. Listen, no. I know you're going to defend it.
Constantine.
No, not Constantine. It's his film, yeah, and he's trapped in his house, and his wife is just like some kind of like painter or sculptor, and she goes away for the weekend with the kid, and these two super duper beautiful women, they turn up at his house in the rain, yeah, in Spain, yeah, and they seduce him. They have a threesome with him in the shower.
That's what porn out of this.
It's not. It's literally the worst film of all time.
It's got a great name as well.
What's it called again?
Knock Knock.
Keanu Reeves, yeah. I'm telling you, your the work you've done in The Matrix and all those other films has been revoked, man. John Wick, all those films that made me proud. I brought a tear to my eye for cinematic bliss, yeah. This film was piss poor, and it was based on that notion of this guy trusting these beautiful sirens. That's what they were. They were sirens, boy. They came in, the seductive bodies, and they tricked him, tried to kill him.
All right, so Funk's got a point there. So you're saying you trust somebody up to a certain level of beautifulness, yeah? But once they go over that threshold of beautifulness, then you're like, hey.
Yeah, I believe.
Where's the scam?
I believe there's two ends to the spectrum. Obviously, you could be super ugly. Yeah.
Yeah, like trust.
Yeah, like the Noriega track, super ugly. Yeah. Or you could be super pretty, and they're both dangerous.
So yours is like a clock, yeah?
Yeah.
Whereas 11:59 is super ugly, yeah? And if you... No, 1 minute past 12, super ugly, yeah. And then you get prettier and prettier and prettier, yeah, until you get to like 11 p.m. But at 11:59 p.m, that's so pretty that it's dangerous.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you meet that midnight mix...
It's exactly like a clock. Sometimes being too early is just as bad as being too late.
Hey! Hey, and you know what I just found out? Let's wrap this little killer bit up nicely. John Wick Chapter 2, 2017, baby. I will take that. So, there are plenty of ways to kill an hour out there. Thank you for killing time checking out our best of 2016. We've got one more to go, which is going to be packed full of jokes from throughout the year. Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Give us some time with me. I'll be back in your ears real soon.